Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Eco Talk Show. Join us celebrating responsible cleanup in Niger Delta, Nigeria. Featuring your host is Eko Nagashima. Eko is hosting you from Japan.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello! Thank you for listening to the 39th episode Global Eco Talk Show. Today, March 8th, 2015, Nigeria, 9 p.m., London, 8 p.m. Be careful, everybody. Time has changed in U.S. So now, PST is 1 p.m., and Japan, 5 a.m. Let me fill you in with what happened in our project in the Niger Delta for cleanup. The worst environmental pollution in African continent. The Japanese government we applied for the fund did not approve our project, but asked us to modify it. Why? Well, the project came out to be too expensive. Hiring the cleanup professionals, ordering equipment from Finland, delivering the equipment, and giving skill acquisition training. Hiring the team of researchers to inspect, monitor, consult, and evaluate the degree of pollution before and after the cleanup will cost us over $200,000. The government of Japan said their available fund is less than $100,000. How do we modify it? Now, we are starting with a small project that is achievable and inexpensive. Water project is the way to go. Michael George is a borehole engineer who digs a narrow shaft bored in the ground, either vertically or horizontally. He will discuss how a borehole may be constructed, how water is extracted, how oil pollution can affect the borehole, how people in the Niger Delta survive without borehole. Engineers and environmental consultants use the term borehole to describe all of the vertical types of holes drilled as part of geotechnical investigation. Typically, a borehole used as a water well is completed by installing a vertical pipe, or it is called casing, and well screen to keep the borehole from caving. This also helps prevent surface contaminants from entering the borehole and protect any installed pump from drawing in sand and sediments. Oil and natural gas wells are completed in a similar, albeit usually more complex manner. If you are listening to this show from the website www.blogtalkradio.com/swasin, you will see the photos of borehole among several other photos. The photos are taken in Ikpe, Ikot, Ikon, Ini local government area, where our associates, Mr. Bassi, the human resource manager, and some edit students from the University of Calabar have taken the trip to take the photos. Now, let me introduce our guest today, Mr. Michael George, engineer of a water borehole in Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon over there, or evening in Nigeria. What time?
The time is 10 minutes past 9.
Okay, okay.
That is 9 p.m. Good afternoon and good evening, right?
Okay, Mr. Michael George, please introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Michael George. I graduated from University of Calabar, studied geology.
Okay.
All right, so we've been working on a series of projects.
Okay.
I have been working with the Ministry of Water and Resources. American State, and Saban. I passed Saban in American State, Nigeria. I equally run a private consortium. The name is Dale Marie Drilling Company. Presently, we are consulting to a friend in New York. So we have a series of projects we are working on. We are working on that, you know, water pipeline at Eco in Delta State.
Okay. Are you currently located in the Akwa Ibom State or Cross River State?
I graduated from University of Calabar in Cross River State, but presently I am working in Akwa Ibom State.
Okay, which area? Are you in Uyo City?
Oh, yes, I am in Uyo, yeah, Uyo City, Uyo, yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you worked as a borehole professional?
I have been in the active field for more than 13 years now.
13 years? Okay.
Yes.
Why is borehole used but not water pipe used in Nigeria?
You know, the issue of water pipe in Nigeria has been, you know, the issue of concern because, you know, mostly the water pipe is being controlled by government.
Uh-huh.
And we have some level of inadequacy, you know, because the government or the management of the water system, that is the water board that are giving the water pipe is not as steady as a borehole. Now, there are circumstances water will not be flowing. Maybe at that time you are really in need of water. Though we know in Nigeria that water pipe is rather well treated a borehole, but it does not come out as need arises. So that is why a whole lot of people are deciding and are preferring the use of borehole in Nigeria. We equally have the issue of power because you need power to power the water pipe. If the water pipe does not come from the reservoir, which is being controlled by government, you might not really have it. So that is why a whole lot of people are preferring to use, you know, water borehole in their respective locality.
Okay. Now, you're saying that as long as there is a power, and the electric power is effectively operating, and
yeah,
a water pipe is able to be constructed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Now, if there is no borehole, and how do people get water in Nigeria?
You mean aside from borehole?
Yes, if there is no borehole. Like, people depend upon borehole.
At areas we don't have borehole.
Right.
People depend on the rainwater.
Okay.
And some depend on the natural stream. You know, there are natural streams in some areas.
Uh-huh.
So the people, the residents, depend on it. And there are some areas that are getting water from where?
Okay.
So this well, and just drop the well, and you get water from it in some area in a quiet state.
Is water filter frequently used? Is it prevalent in Nigeria?
Yeah. Well, water filter. Water. You know, it is the right thing, the right process of way of getting, you know, a good water for drinking is supposed to go through water filter. But in many places, you know, the waters are not being treated. They just drill it directly and they consume it. The only water that has undergone the process of treatment is the one that is coming from the pipe, you know, the pipe borne water that is coming from the water company of the government. And for the borehole, most boreholes that are being drilled by individuals are just being consumed like that without actually going through the filtration process.
Okay. Now, the water filter is, if it's used, then people can theory able to have a drinking water. But, yeah, we are trying to decide whether to start digging for the borehole or start providing the water filter? And which one do you think is the first things to do, water filter or water borehole?
Well, I mean, Nigeria, we prefer water borehole because though the complete process is supposed to involve the water filter, but here we are more confident with water borehole.
Okay. Now, how does oil pollution affect borehole?
There are some instances leakage. Is oil pollution?
Yes.
Or pollution in general, or oil pollution?
I believe there is oil pollution in the Niger Delta, right?
Okay, all right. You know, in Niger Delta, you know, we have oil, you know, in most of, particularly the Delta part of it, and Akwa Ibom State in particular, we have these, you know, oil pollution, you know, flowing on our water. So in circumstances we don't have the proper or the required instrument to use to drill a borehole that will exit the aquifer, the oil will get into the well. There are some things, maybe in case you don't use a proper piping to get the water from the source, the concentration of the oil on ground will destroy the pipes that we use in getting the water.
Mm.
In that case, the oil will now go into the well. And when it goes into the well, so when the oil destroy the pipes you are laying, that is the underground pipes.
So is there any way you can prevent it?
Yes, there are ways we prevent it. First and foremost, we use drilling rig. We use a requisite material such as drilling rig to drill water and have the normal inches of piping to do the underlining pipes. You can get a decent borehole that is very good for construction. Yeah.
Okay, so that means that you have to have a very strong pipe to protect the water.
Yes.
Okay, from oil pollution. I see. So that's going to be more costly, isn't it?
Yeah, very costly. Yeah.
Okay, please give me an idea, you know, what is the approximate cost of building the borehole? Just one borehole.
The cost of building a borehole depends on the size of the borehole itself and the location.
Okay,
there are sizes of borehole. We have a borehole of, you know, inches size, and we have that of 6 inches size, even that of 5 inches size. So the one of 8 inches size are mostly for industrial use.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the one of 5 and 6 inches are for commercial use. So the cost really depends on the size. And then we want to talk about borehole building. You know, there is a holistic building of a borehole, which includes all the facilities, that is the tension and the piping.
Okay, so, just give me an idea from the smallest size to a bigger and more like a commercial and industrial type. Just give me the range of the prices.
A complete component of a borehole, right? That is from drilling the well, installing the pump, and erecting the tank, right?
Yes.
Okay, for five inches borehole, are you hearing me?
Yes,
are you
that's the smallest me? Size, right?
Smaller yes, that's size. The smallest size, yes, okay. 5 inches, yes, 5 inches size.
So how much is it?
With the tension and everything, that is, I'm talking of a corrugating tank, not GP tank.
Oh.
If you use GP tank, and, you know, don't forget I said earlier that the major problem we are having in this area is electricity, that is the power.
Mm.
So if you're doing a borehole for a community and you want to do a complete composite of a borehole for small size with a GP tension, that can cost $2,500,000.
$2,500,000.
Yes, with a generator that can power the pump.
Generator. So is it proper for residential area?
Yeah, that is what we use in our residential. Yes,
okay.
In the residential area. Yes.
So the smallest 5 inches with a generator,
yeah.
And you said 2,500,000 naira.
Yes.
Okay.
With a tank, and a GP, like 3 GP off.
Okay.
You understand? Yes.
So
that GP will be. That GP will be a 30,000 liter GP, free of it.
No, I'm asking you the everything, the all included.
Yes.
It's 2,500,000, right?
Yes.
No extra.
Yes, yes.
All right. Okay. And then how about for the next level is a commercial type of borehole.
Yes.
How much is it?
Yes. A commercial type of borehole, if you include the generator also, will cost 6.8 million.
6.8
million. That one we don't.
Okay.
Million, yes. That one we don't use a GP tank. We are using a galvanized tank.
One more time?
A galvanized tank. We are not using a GP tank.
Right.
Using a galvanized function, and the feet will be the level of the tank will be as high as 25 feet.
25 feet. Okay.
Right.
And then next level is a industrial level, right?
Industrial level. That's
yes.
What we are just talking is industrial.
Okay.
What we are just talking is industrial.
Okay. Is there any other levels?
We just talked about 5 inches. The one I just mentioned is eight inches size. That is for industrial use.
Okay.
The first one I was talking about.
Okay. Is there any other levels? Is there any other borehole types?
Yeah, we have 6 inches size.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 inches size will really depend on the tension. It is a tank that is the tank span.
How do you use what kind of conditions required to build 6 inches borehole?
What kind of
conditions? How different is it from the other two boreholes? You know, what kind of conditions required? Yes.
Okay. If you are building 8 inches size borehole.
Yes.
It will require a higher capacity of pump.
Higher capacity.
Are you
okay. Yes.
Yes, higher capacity of pump. It's a pump that will be able to be used for industrial purposes.
Right.
Whereas in 5 inches size pump, we can use like 1.5 horsepower.
Okay.
Yeah, we can use 1.5 horsepower, or we can use 2.0 horsepower.
Okay. And how about...
And the sizing of... And you said?
Yes. How about 6 inches?
The 6 inches... The difference between the sizes are the capacity of the pump and the radius of the well itself.
Okay. Now... You're saying that 5 inches borehole is for residential and 8 inches for commercial or industrial.
Yes.
And how do you use the 6 inches borehole? Is that for residential or commercial, or it doesn't matter?
The five inches mostly are for residential. The 6 inches could be used for commercial, while the 8 inches can be used for an industry or
okay.
A community.
Okay.
If you want to give a community
yes.
water, you
yes.
want to provide a community with water, we go
okay.
for
I see.
An industrial type of borehole.
Okay.
That will have the capacity to feed the community.
I see.
You understand?
So, well, bigger number of people it can serve.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we go to the next question?
Okay.
Yeah. What sort of equipment is needed to build borehole?
Actually, as I said, the sizes of borehole equally determine the equipment you're using in building it.
Yeah.
If you are looking at an industrial borehole, that is the 8 inches size.
Hello? Okay. Yes.
So we'll look at, we use a commercial a rig. We use a rig. That's a drilling rig.
Drilling rig. Okay. So that's a machinery. I see. Okay,
if you are doing a residential, you know, or a commercial, just something that an individual, that is a 5 inches borehole, we can use a 3-foot span.
Mm.
And you know, we need pipes, mm-hmm. we need pumps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need the workers and all that.
How many people are involved? How many workers are involved to build a borehole?
We can use a minimum of 5 workers.
Uh-huh.
Minimum and maximum of 7 workers.
I see.
Particularly,
okay.
we are doing a commercial type,
uh-huh.
like
okay.
7 workers.
Okay.
Yes.
How deep do you have to dig on the ground?
It depends. It also depends on the location. You know, there are places that you get to aquifer easily in Akwa Ibom. I'm using Akwa Ibom as a reference point.
Mm-hmm.
There are some localities that you're going to get to aquifer easily. So it depends on the location. There are some places, there are some instances we drill like 300 feet. And
mm-hmm.
get to a good water. And
mm-hmm.
there are some places we drill like 200.
Mm-hmm.
There are some places we drill like 170.
Okay,
yes.
So
at the moment you get through aquifer, that is a water table, because you have to pass the water table for you to have, you know, a clean water that is good for consumption.
Okay, so how government is helping to build the borehole? Do you know?
Actually, the government of Nigeria. I hope you're referring to the government of Nigeria.
Yes, of
and
course.
And even the state government, the quite state government here, are really trying, you know, in the aspect of building boreholes. They have some agencies such as the Cross River Basin Authority
uh-huh.
that are dealing, you know, primarily on development of boreholes in rural communities. We equally have Ministry of Water Resources in
uh-huh.
respective states.
Yes.
And they do help in building boreholes. Like in Akwa Ibom case, the local governments are equally helping. So they are trying. They are really trying that area of development.
I see. Okay. Is there any insurance or any sort of things that to compensate the workers if they, for example, get injury by falling off to the well, you know, something like this?
Yeah, like in our company, government don't really give direct, you know, assistance to workers in terms of safety. But our respective firms are, you know, they have a build-up. They have these arrangements with insurance companies.
Yes.
When if any of our workers are involved in injury,
uh-huh.
you know, the insurance firm will handle.
Okay. Yeah, looks like time is up. But we had a good time. We had such a wonderful time, Mr. Michael George. And I just want to let the audience know, by the way, I have taken a trip to Nagoya just recently. Yesterday I came back from the trip, And Nagoya is located in the central part of Japan. I was looking for the places for our first symposium. And we are inviting justice from Nigeria and discuss with the lawyers in Japan and university students. So it will be very exciting. I'll let you know precise date and locations later. So please stay tuned. And Mr. Michael George, thank you very much. And those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. The radio show on March 22nd, 2015, a week later, week after next, we will invite Mr. George Majero, manager from GCWGO in Kenya. Stay tuned. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, Mr. Michael George. Bye, everybody.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm very grateful. Bye. All right.